manager of Tabachweu Block Municipality, Babu Roy Makwakwa. I believe he does join us on the line. MM, greetings. MM? Gunjan, MM?
Sharp, Gunjan.
No, sharp. We are live now on air. Apologies. I think my line is not of the best connection to yourself. I've just recently got off a call with one of the councillors in Tabachweu. They're citing an incident that would have happened yesterday where one of the service providers to the municipality went into the property of the municipality, took off what belonged to them, and just drove off simply because the municipality had not paid them. Maybe your understanding of whether that is true or not.
Sure, true. That's a fact, Robert Sposa. Maybe I must begin by greeting your listeners and the people or the residents of Tabachweu in particular.
Sure.
Yes, it's one of those unfortunate incidences that took place yesterday evening. It was around this time when I was informed about this particular incident, that a particular service provider, I think it's a Kwebisano, came to the mini substation of the municipality around the industrial area and took the mini sub, alleging that it belongs to him. He was never paid for this service that he performed or he did to the municipality early last year. That is around March, April last year.
Yes. If I'm not mistaken, MM, you would have then been the MM by that time. You would have been appointed at the time. How true then is what this service provider is alleging? Have you not paid them?
I am still to establish those facts. You would understand with the numerous interactions I had with you and your listeners.
Sure.
That indeed our history here at Tabachweu local municipality, it's not that much of a good one in terms of sound management. Our internal systems have been a little bit porous in the recent past, and we suspect that some of the service providers might even take advantage of such and then claim to have performed work for the municipality, only to find that there is no record of such in our books. I interacted with the team the whole day today. Indeed, there is no record of such. Even with this particular service provider, you can even take your time, interact with him, because according to the supply chain management of any institution, before one can supply or perform service to the institution, you would like to have an order issued out to your company or to yourself before you can get into the business of providing that particular service. But we do not have such an order. We checked all the orders we issued around this time last year. There is no such record. And I'm still waiting for him to come back to me with this information, just for me to satisfy myself before I can approve this transaction.
Yeah, but
it's a very unfortunate situation indeed.
Apologies there. Have you then gone to the police station? Because what emboldens this service provider if your records are reflecting something contrary? What then gives them the right to go into the municipality's infrastructure and disconnect and take a property which at this very moment we believe it's of the municipality and then claim it's theirs because they've not been paid? What emboldens them if you say versus your records and what they are alleging, there's a clear disparity there?
For fear of embarrassing oneself, you have to be cautious when you are operating in a space like that one, Novak. You just don't have to act or react abruptly. I have to satisfy myself that indeed there is no such record on the municipal books, which is why I called for the colleagues to conduct a thorough investigation. I'm trying to avoid a situation whereby I rush to the police station, open a case, only to find that indeed this person performed this service for the municipality, but the fault was within the municipality, like I indicated to you, as a result of weak internal controls within our systems in the recent past.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have a situation whereby you go to the court only to embarrass yourself.
Sure. So I hear you.
Have your facts in order before you can take the necessary legal steps.
Sure,
I think I'm just trading cautiously and carefully so.
Yeah. But you and I will agree to a larger extent that these type of services, the municipality has a panel for them, right? And also, if you do not have a panel then as a municipality, do you then have this service provider in any of your records as one of the service providers to the municipality? And what sort of service have they done for the municipality? I get the fact that you might not have somewhat verified whether around this very time last year you did issue out a purchase order for this particular job that they claim they are not paid for. But are they even a service provider to the municipality?
What you need to appreciate in an instance such as this one in Novak is the fact that the municipality is characterized by interruptions most of the time, particularly when we've got, when it's rainy seasons or it's windy and stuff like that, we will get those breakdowns within our system because the system is so old, dilapidated and stuff like that. So at an emergency basis, we then, let's take, for instance, it happens on this awkward hours of the day, then I have to be briefed first. I interact with the CFO, with the director, technical and engineering services. Then we get someone to come in and provide that particular service, just to bring the service back to life again.
Sure.
We anticipate that might have been an instance of that nature, but it should have been, let's say, the following day coming to office, then it must be supported by a clear documentation to say this is the incident that was recorded on our books and this is how we mitigated around it and this is what it caused the municipality. I therefore sign out a deviation to that, effect. But this particular one is not one that was recorded on our books. We have got a number of such incidences and we've got all those in our list and we have correctly paid those service providers.
Have you ever dealt with this service provider before as a municipality on other services?
On other services, yes. He did supply us previously and he was paid for those services. But he is alleging that on this particular one, he was never paid. And these are the steps that I'm still trying to establish.
Sure, I understand you, MM. But also equally, I hear you, MM. You don't want to go to the court simply because you have not satisfied yourself, satisfied yourself with, obviously, thorough scrutiny into your own records. But somebody did tell me that it's wrong for any civilian to go into a municipal infrastructure and conduct their own business, irregardless of whether you are paid or not. Surely that should not be promoted.
It shouldn't. In a spirit of good governance and a patriotic citizenry, you shouldn't expect one of our citizens in the country to behave in that manner. But I take it that maybe he feels that he explored all the necessary avenues up until he resorted to this particular one, which I was never privy to.
So even as avenue,
I never received a formal complaint coming from him to say, your municipality owes me this much for a service that was provided on this date. I do not have such a record.
Yeah, yeah. As a parting shot, MM, how much is the transformer or the mini substation that was taken from that site of the municipality? How much does it cost?
It's a mini substation. I think it's in a region of $1 million or so. It's a mini substation.
Yeah. Appreciate your time, MM. I hope that I'll be talking to you sometime next week. Maybe you would have satisfied yourself with some thorough scrutiny into your records. Maybe we'll be talking a different language from there. But I really want to thank you so much for being frank with us and being honest. I mean, it's not every day where a municipal manager will come and tell us exactly what the situation is, but we really want to applaud you for that.
No, it's within our scope of operations to be frank and honest in our operations with the citizens of this country, and we have to appreciate the platform that you have afforded to us to plead with our residents and our customers for this interruption that has already happened. But we are happy to report back to them through you to say that our power has been restored as we are speaking now. All that part in the industrial area has been restored. They have got their electricity. I've got happy letters coming from the customers to say they are pleased with the agency at which the colleagues have treated this matter. And we appreciate you. We will forever rise with you. Thank you.
Without a doubt. Thank you for rising with us in power and in truth. MM there for Tabachwe local municipality, Babu Roy Makwakwa. Being frank with us and being honest. I want to applaud that. You know, it's something aim velagan in the work that we do.